Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and my astonishing co-host is Evelyn Calleja.
Hello, hello. Good morning, Pasquale.
Good morning to you, too. How you feel today?
Good morning, listeners. Well, today I have a lot of pain.
Well, let everybody know you did the operation last week.
I got my new knee last Monday, and today is a whole week since I got it.
Are you happy you did the operation, though?
Well, right now I'm in so much pain, I keep thinking, well, but it promises to make my life more normal, so I won't have to be limping around with a cane all of my life. So I think eventually, I mean, it's only been a week.
I mean, really, for the people out there that are listening to us, I don't want them to not have a knee operation.
Yeah, no. I mean,
it will go away, the pain. So the bone, the operation was a success.
Oh, yeah, better than they expected. And if people follow me on Facebook, we'll see that Eric posted the photos of my x-ray.
I did.
And the scar, pretty bad, yeah.
Yes, wow, I can't believe how far the scar is.
Yeah, it's a zipper.
It is a zipper.
But what, so they put this thing on top of it when I go see him on the 12th. On April 12th, I see my doctor, and they zip it off. But he loves everything. He said, I'm doing really great. I'm doing PT every day.
How long?
The PT?
Yeah.
Well, in the house, it'll be for 14 days. Then he's going to send me outside probably every other day to another, to a gym where they have equipment.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, he said it's great, and the x-rays look fantastic.
Good. All right. That's fine. You know, like
so
any other.
I'm looking forward to having full use of my knee again. I mean, this will pass.
Correct.
Obviously. Yeah.
Wow. I'm very proud of you. I think you did great. I think that's good. Very courageous to do that. So now tell me, you can't wear miniskirts anymore because of the knee?
That scar will fade.
It will go, but you have a line though. Won't you have a line?
There'll be a line and I could probably see it, but as soon as this zipper thing goes, I'm going to start using some oils. Copaiba is an oil that you could use.
For surgery.
Scars. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was thinking of getting a tattoo for you, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Like Eric Stickers.
Well, a dragonfly would be lovely.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
You've got the line for the dragon body.
I'm not going to go through any more pain with this knee, so the answer is no.
All right, we'll do the rub-on tattoos.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, I don't think I'm going to feel bad about that.
All right.
Hey, it's a badge of courage, right?
Exactly, exactly. Well, I'm very proud. So this is going to be dropping on Wednesday, April 3rd. Can you believe April 3rd?
Already? Ugh.
3 months are gone. I'm amazed, really. So it's going to be for Wednesday, April 3rd, and we have three of them to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
This one, I'm sure you can do when you're sitting down. It's National Find a Rainbow Day. So look in the sky.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's a cute one. Unfortunately, what happens if you don't find a rainbow? You have a bad day?
I know. Not everybody can find a rainbow.
No, you have to wait, have it rain. Well, Connecticut's going to rain for a few days, so that'll be good. I'll be looking for you, for a rainbow for you.
You could look at rainbow pictures in the computer.
Oh, that's true. Find it. Do it that way. See, you're always thinking, even in pain.
I'm telling you, even in the fog of pain.
Good on you. All right, the next one is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Ooh.
And that gained popularity in France in the 1800s. So it's been around for a while, chocolate mousse.
Well, you know, I'm not a chocolate girl, so that wouldn't be my day.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Milk chocolate I like the best, but chocolate mousse.
I like chocolate with nuts and fruit in it. It has to have something to kill the taste of the chocolate.
You just won't eat a candy bar just of Hershey's without it.
No.
Yeah, I love a plain candy bar. Oh, Lindt or
That's
something.
My husband, Eric, loves plain dark chocolate.
I like milk chocolate.
No, he likes dark chocolate.
Wow.
You
Good
know,
on
the
him.
Norwegians.
Right. Well, good. I'm glad for him. Now, the next one, it's going to be tough for you to do on the Wednesday. It's National Walking Day.
Are you making this up?
No, I swear to God, it's a National Walking Day on April 3rd. So you have to do at least 30 minutes. Can you do 30 minutes now or no?
No, honey, I could hardly just walk to the bathroom.
Oh, wow. That's like a
But
one
when
is.
the PT lady comes, she makes me walk around a little bit.
Good. Well, you need to. You got to keep doing that, walking
And the
whatever.
other day, I walked outside and we sat outside in the sun. That was nice.
Good. Good. Before you know it, you'll be off the walker.
Yeah. I think she'll have me on the cane in a few days.
Well, it's a good thing you live on one floor. You don't have to have the stairs.
Right? Oh,
Can you
can you
imagine?
imagine?
How do some of these people do it? You have to get a bed or live on the couch for
Yeah,
a
you
week.
have to live downstairs. You can't
Yeah.
do
You can't go up.
that's a real it's a thing.
Yeah. That it is. So
Well,
anyway.
how was your Easter? Easter was just 2 to 3 days ago.
Yeah, no, it went fine. I didn't spend it with the family. I think this is the first time. I had spent it with my friends Tom and Jim, and they live in Stanford. So you know what it is? Now that the kids are having kids, everybody's with their in-laws and outlaws and
Yeah.
crazy. So we really celebrated Palm Sunday with 23 adults and 4 kids.
Oh,
So that's
wow.
it. We celebrated Easter on Palm Sunday. But
That's nice.
and Easter, everybody just fended for themselves and went to whose family or friends that they could. So it was nice. I got
So
my
you
hand.
saw Uncle Nunzi.
I saw him the week before on Palm Sunday
Oh,
because he
good.
went with his wife to her side of the family. So that's what that was. But you know what I have the Jones for is a leg of lamb on the grill.
Oh my God.
I first of all can't have a barbecue in my place, and we had ham, which was delicious, but I feel like I want to become like one of those people you see at the beaches, you know, where they have the charcoal.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna have to be that now and bring it.
Oh,
So
come to Florida to visit. You could do it here.
I'll bring my lamb with me. Do you have lamb down there?
I
Let's
think
see.
we could somehow rustle up a leg of lamb.
All right. I mean, I know you have squirrel.
Yeah, but we're not shooting. It's not hunting season.
No
But you
pot.
know, when we lived in Jersey, our neighbors, Jay and Lisa,
Yes.
ones who live in Wisconsin now,
Yes.
Jay would make a leg of lamb on that grill. I don't know what that guy did with this leg of lamb, but
Really?
it was something. You know, out of the legends. He was so talented at this.
So I think we're going to take a trip to Wisconsin sometime.
Yeah, and request a leg of lamb on the grill. We used
Wow.
to joke around like, what exactly is he doing with that leg of lamb? Makes like delicious beyond delicious.
I'm telling you now more than ever, I need lamb. So,
Wow.
yeah, I know you missed that. But anyway, my Easter was fine. What about you two? I know you couldn't get around. Did Eric cook for you? Has he been cooking?
No, I don't celebrate Easter as you all,
I know, but it's
as
a Sunday meal.
everyone knows.
I know, but it's a
No, I
Sunday.
had a bowl of cereal. That's what I had.
Oh, all right.
But you know, what do you, nobody's going to deliver. We didn't even think about it.
Oh, right. But you know, Stop and Shop was open here in Connecticut. It
Really?
was open, I think, partly half a day or something, but I had to go pick up a kid at 12.
Publix and Aldi's were both closed, and so was
Really?
Target, which is an inside joke. But
Wow. Target was open. I commend these places for closing, though. It's like the old days. You know what I mean? You just had to rest.
what old days? Stop it already. You want to go shopping? You should go shopping on any. Not all of us celebrate Easter, Mr. Bunny Rabbit.
I know. Did you see my photo on the
I
Instagram
saw it. You looked adorable with the bunny.
and Facebook?
Oh, so you know, I spoke to Sandra and Dustin.
Oh, for Easter?
He's mad at you.
Why? What'd I do?
Because last week you didn't mention it was National Whiskey Day.
Oh. I guess I was
And
looking
he's
at
a
the
whiskey
calendar,
guy, a guy.
so I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you have to really profusely apologize.
All right. I think a bottle of whiskey is going to be in the mail.
Well, I think you should deliver it in person.
Okay. I was going to send a lighter bottle, an empty bottle, because it's less expensive. But all right, I'll carry it next time I see him.
Okay.
I didn't realize, sometimes you look at different calendars, it has different things on it.
Oh, what if it says whiskey? You got to cater to
All right.
your listenership.
All right. And that was for last week. I'll have to remember for next year.
Yeah.
My calendar for next year. Sorry about that, Dustin. My apologies. All right.
Did you rectify the Sandra Wisdom
Yes.
situation?
She has given me enough for like a month and a half, 2 months of wisdom.
Oh, wow.
So let's move right into our
You should
Sandra.
thank her for that because she's been so busy with her
I
work.
texted her to thank you, but I will say thank you now to her. Thank you so much, Sandra. I really mean that
Yeah, it's
from the
very
bottom of
nice
my
of her to
heart.
do that for me,
We're a little slow and we could use as
especially
much
since our
wisdom.
slowness doesn't do justice to her wisdom.
And I can blame last week for not having the Sandra Wisdom because I didn't put the whiskey in the day of the calendar.
There
Say
you
that.
go. You just
That's
lost
the
your
excuse.
mind.
I didn't have my wisdom to give me the whiskey.
Well, it was the end of the month and we were verklempt.
I know it was. All right, so here's a little bit of Sandra Wisdom. Embrace uncertainty for when it, oh, what? Embrace uncertainty for within it lies the opportunity for growth and discovery. Wow.
Ooh.
That is profound. I'm gonna have to read that 10 times later. Embrace uncertainty, for within it lies the opportunity for growth and discovery. So what does that mean? It means do something you don't do.
Well, like if you're not certain about something, I don't know what.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it so you never know because out of that uncertainty, like your fear of that or you're being
Oh.
uncertain about it, you could learn and grow.
That's what I do all the time. When I go, I do all these volunteer work
There
things
you
and
go.
I open up doors to say hello to people. I didn't realize I'm doing that. I was doing the Sandra Wisdom and not realizing it.
Look at that. I can't take it. I can't.
Uncertainty.
See, it's been working.
Within it lies the opportunity for growth and discovery. And I do that. You never know who I'm going to meet to sell a
Like you
house.
might be, uncertain about going to a gathering or whatever.
Right. Sometimes I do, but I just have to. Push ahead.
Buck it up, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I was doing her wisdom and I didn't know it. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right, I feel
Wisdom.
good.
Once again, making us smarter by the minute.
Yes, amen.
Well, I don't know about that, but
All right. Hallelujah? No, not even hallelujah. All right.
hallelujah.
We'll do that one. So, what else?
Well, did you hear this new thing, AI for voices?
No, good God, I can't even get
Can you
into
imagine another thing to worry about?
what are they doing?
They're trying to, look, we all know, we all saw the Terminator. We know how this ends. The computers are going to take over everything. We all know how it ends.
I know. It's so frightening. It really is. I mean, they're going to be taking over our jobs,
So you're
everything.
not even going to know if the person you think you're talking to is really the person you're talking to.
Although I have to say, when I do make calls to my credit card or Macy's or someplace, they have these automatic people,
Yeah.
automatic robots. It's just frustrating.
Oh, I spend a half an hour screaming representative.
Yeah, it's so annoying because sometimes you really need to talk to a human being to talk about something.
And they're like, funny. Hi, how are you, Evelyn?
Right.
How are you doing today? This is blah, blah. I'm like, you can't fool me.
Blah blah.
And I'm screaming, representative. Representative.
No. It's the way of the world, though. It's so frustrating.
I know, I find this so interesting that,
The voice, though. I didn't understand about the voice, though. What do you mean by the voice?
well, how they can do AI making, AI could look like anyone on the computer. Now they're replicating the voice exactly like the person. All they need is 5 seconds of audio of your voice, of this fabulous voice. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but that
And
means you can get into your bills or.
anything, yeah, because now some of the credit cards they do with
Voice recognition.
voice recognition. So Oh, that's going to be a thing.
Wow. It's a good thing I'm not a millionaire yet. I don't have a lot to lose.
I know when that's
Air.
going to happen.
Wow.
Well,
Yeah,
are we
I
ready
don't
for our Eric the Travel Mensch?
know. Let's
I'll
do
write
that.
a note.
Love to hear that.
Here we go for episode 14 today, by the way. Keep your friends and family updated. No matter whether you're going on an overnight jaunt or a month-long international journey, it's always a good idea to let friends or family back home know. Before you leave, send a copy of your itinerary to a few trusted people who can keep tabs on your whereabouts. Check in regularly with your contacts so they know you're where you're supposed to be. You could also do that through Facebook.
Wow.
You could say to your people, look, every day at the country I'm in, at 2 o'clock their time, I'm going to post something, right?
Yeah.
But people should know what flight you're on. You know, I sent an itinerary.
Yeah, you do. You know, it's a funny thing. Thank you very much, Eric, because people don't do that. And you know, I am leaving for my trip across the pond.
I know. You better
Actually,
give us an itinerary.
this is I leave on the day that this airs, April 3rd, and I
Oh,
was
I'm so
driving.
excited for you.
Thank you, but I was driving to work thinking, oh, being single, who do I tell?
Well, you tell me.
Oofah!
You're
All
such a
right.
silly boy.
So I'm going to send you the itinerary of where I will be and the flight. I'm going to be with family over there, but this way you'll know. I'm going to an Airbnb, and I could be cut up into pieces over there. Who
You
knows?
never know. Just
You
you have to
know.
let me know exactly the addresses and everything
All
and
right, we'll
flight
write.
numbers.
Yes. All right, I'll work on that in the next day or two. I will get that to you. But it's true, you don't know. People that do go away and don't say anything, it is frightening.
Yeah, I mean, like, what if something happens to a plane and your friend is supposed to be flying and you have no idea if
Right.
he's on that flight or not?
Right. No, I totally agree. All right. Thank you for that, Eric. You put
Not
my
that
mind.
I'm giving you a kind of horror. I mean, I'm
No.
wishing you all the good luck.
But it's true. I mean, I could be floating in the Atlantic. At least somebody will know I'm there.
Yeah.
I'll bring a raft.
What I would do, I don't know, but well, this week it's Norwegian week. So we have our phrase, which was seize the day
Right.
in Norwegian. So seize the day in Norwegian is grip dagen. Do you want
Greep.
the lady to say it?
Yeah, but what does it say? You say it? It's greep dogging?
Greep dagen.
Greep. Greep.
Greep, GRIP,
Oh,
greep.
grip. Oh, grip. Okay. Yeah, let me hear it.
Greep dagen.
Oh,
One
I'm sorry.
more time.
Oh, what'd she say?
Greep dagen.
Greep. Greep.
Greep dagen.
Greep dogging.
Greep dagen.
Greep dogging.
Cute, right?
Yeah, and what does it mean again?
Seize the day, our
Greep
usual
dogging.
thing.
Seize the day. Yeah, all right, I forgot. You know, if I
Oh
don't
my
keep
God.
one ear, I lose it all. All right, greep dogging. Thank you for that.
Maybe we should have Sandra Wisdom just do our whole lives.
It's so sad.
You know, it's sad. I have an excuse. I'm in pain.
I don't know what my excuse is. I'm sure I'll think of something. All right. Have
So
you
should I
heard?
tell you something really gross?
Yeah, why not? Nobody's listening.
Yeah. Just a friend. So I'm not taking the OxyContin.
Oh, you're selling them on the street corner.
No, the doctor was kind of happy that I'm not taking them. I'm just taking the extra strength acetaminophen, which is
Are
Tylenol.
you filling the prescription though to keep it for a future?
No, I don't, you know why? Because it
Why?
makes you severely constipated.
Oh.
I know it's gross, but anyone who has had any kind of surgery knows that's not the time to be
But
constipated.
don't they tell you that when you take the pill, or they just figure you're just going to be high? Like, take
No,
something.
they
Hey,
tell you, they say just, you know, don't overdo it.
take a box of prunes.
Well, they should do that. They should
That's what
actually
I'm saying.
at the facility give you a laxative.
Yeah, they should say something about that.
Honestly, the more I hear about this drug, the more I don't understand why people get addicted.
Wait a minute, you don't see why, or they can, because
I don't
you're
see
not.
why you would get addicted to something that makes you this badly constipated.
Oh, well, I'm sure, but if you drink your prune juice or drink it, if you balance it out and you like the high.
I guess, but
Look, there's a.
I'm not taking one more pill. I'm taking the acetaminophen. That's what I'm taking. And I'm putting my foot down. Ouch. That was me putting my foot down. Not that foot out.
Put
This
the
foot.
other one. Put
Yeah.
the good foot. Wow, that's a shame about the side effects of that.
Ugh.
Ugh.
It's horrible. I can't tell you. It's the grossest thing in the world.
Okay, but don't you like prune juice?
I do. I love prune.
So, okay, but go warm up prune juice and that'll do the trick. I'm telling
Warm?
you. Put it in the microwave for a few minutes, not hot, but just warm it up, and that'll help it. I'm telling
All
you.
right, I gotta go. Well, I gotta get some because I don't
Yeah,
have
don't do the prunes itself, do the prune juice and drink it. A
any.
good 8 ounce glass. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. How
Hope it goes
it
smooth for you.
flows, one hopes.
All right. Well,
Was that gross?
that's part of life. We're human,
You want to
I'm
hear another gross thing? I have not showered in a week.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that one. Oh.
I know we have to keep this covered, and I can't
You can't
figure
stick
out how I'm going
your
to do it. Today, I said to Eric, today, when the nurse comes between the three of us, we're going to figure out how I can cover this incision.
You're all going to be in the shower together.
No, she'll cover it up. I'll hobble over there.
Yeah, well, don't you have a seat for the shower?
Yeah, I have, thanks to my girlfriend Sandy Cheek.
See, thank you,
She
Sandy.
had a friend who had this shower seat that didn't need it, and she gave it to me.
Good. You need that. But wrap it up. Seriously, that's a smart move. Get a plastic bag, wrap it all up, hit a towel around it.
Yeah.
You have
The
tape.
lady, the PT lady, what people do is, you know that Saran wrap that kind of
Yeah.
sticks to each other
Oh, yeah, right.
and that's sticky.
Yeah.
Some people just put a paper towel across it and then they put that Saran wrap that clings, not the one that's lease like,
No, I know what you mean.
you know, the one that I mean that clings to anything.
Correct.
So I said, oh, I have that. So I'm going to try that, but I need help because I can't do it myself.
Then that's who's coming today. Is the nurse coming?
The nurse is coming and the PT lady is coming.
Is the nurse the one to help you in the shower, or is the PT person? Who
No
does
one's
it?
helping me in the shower. I'm doing the shower by myself. Maybe Mr. Rode will be outside in case of emergency.
All
But no,
right.
I just want her to the nurse to help me wrap the leg.
Right, but I think you'll feel better when you take a shower too.
Yes,
You really
I
will.
have to wash my hair. It's driving me crazy. Do you know it feels like a colony of ants lives in my head?
I don't know. I have no hair. Well, I do have hair, but I don't have flowing hair. I have the side
But you
hair.
know, I mean, look, back in the ages, people didn't shower or bathe or anything for a year.
But Ashton Kutcher, don't you remember about a year or so ago, they don't take showers daily and everything, and his wife and his girlfriend or his wife, Milo, whatever her name
Mila, yeah.
is, Mila, that was such a big controversy because they said they didn't shower every day.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of people are like that.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's just that's why God invented perfume.
I have to shower every day and I
I
have
like
to
to
wash
shower.
my hair at least every other day. I have to.
Is it good to wash your hair every day?
No, they say don't wash it every day. But
Yeah.
I do stuff to it, so it's healthy. And Miss
Well,
Rose showers every day.
guys are different. We just jump in, jump out, It's
Yeah,
more.
I wish I could be a guy. Just the routine of the face takes me an hour.
I just do a quick shave. That's all I do. I don't put any.
No,
Oh, you
I
put
do
makeup?
under eye and then the skin thing. I mean, I'm 72 years old. You think I would look like that if I didn't carry on?
You're not 72. The end of the month.
Well, at the end of the month, I turn
You're
70.
71 and 11 months.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Don't age yourself. I'll remind you when you're 72.
Okay. My girlfriend Linda, may she rest in peace, that I miss every single day on this earth. But she was 6 months younger than me. She would love to rub it in. How does it feel? I'd say, look, you little bee, you're gonna know in 6 months. Oh, I don't know how it feels to be that much older. She was hilarious.
I know that is cute, but it's true. I remember with my ex, I was 6 months older, and we used to bust each other's chops, you know? It
Yeah.
just is that way. It just happens.
Expensive. Well, you know, Eric's 5 years older than me. I call him, I tell him I'm his arm candy. Or sometimes when he introduces me, I'll say, I'm his trophy wife.
Or could it be your his penny candy?
Oh,
Ooh,
penny
penny candy.
candy. What the
Remember
heck
those
is
movies?
that from? No, I don't.
I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Sandra, help us.
I know. I love. We need that. So anyway. All
Well, as much as I
right.
hate to say goodbye,
No. Goodbye.
the next time we talk, you will be in London.
That's right. I know. Can you believe
So,
it? I love it.
Godspeed, have a fabulous trip, a safe flight, and we
Thank
love
you
you
very
very
much.
much.
Thank you very much. And everybody listening to us, be good and have a great week. Love you all.
Ciao, y'all.
Ciao.